This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Chhat Festival, which unites the whole of the Madhya Pradesh region culturally, begins today. Nepal finalizes its agenda to be raised during the UN Climate Summit, COP29, in Baku, Azerbaijan. And Americans head to polls today for a high-stakes presidential election between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Now the news in detail. The Chhat Festival, which unites the whole of the Madhya Pradesh region culturally, begins today. Today the devotees bathe and have one meal. On the second day of the Chhat Festival, which is tomorrow, kheer, which is sweet rice made with sugar, is offered to Chhati Maiya, and the devotees consume it as prasad and then have one simple meal without salt. Anil Singh of the Guheshwari Gaurikhat Chhat Puja Committee informed that the main day of this festival involves observing a strict fast without food or water and offering evening prayers and arga to the setting sun. This year, Thursday, which is the 7th of November, is the main day of Chhat Festival. On this day, arga is offered to the setting sun. As the stage is all set in Azerbaijan for the annual World Climate Conference COP29, Nepal has finalized its agenda to be raised in the event. President Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled to attend the UN Climate Conference being held in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, which will start from November 11 and will continue till November 22nd. Chief of the Climate Change Division at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Sindhu Prasad Thungana, informed that Nepal had finalized the agenda to be presented in the COP29. According to him, loss and damage issues of mountainous countries and climate finance would be the top agenda, which were prepared after collecting suggestions by forming various groups focusing on carbon trade, climate finance, mitigation, adaptation, capacity building, gender equality, transparency and good governance. To draw the world attention to climate change impacts in Nepal, a high-level session would be held under the chairmanship of President Paudel on the 13th of November, according to Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri. Nepal has got permission from the UN climate body for holding a separate session during the major event. The session will feature addressing loss and damage in mountain region. It is expected that the session will be attended by UN officials, representatives from mountainous countries and development partners, among others. The pressing issues including the loss and damage the country suffered in Melamchi, Mustang, Kanchanpur, Thame and Kathmandu Valley would be shared on the occasion. Two individuals absconding after the Interpol Red Corner notice issued against them on the charge of cheating people were arrested in Cambodia and they have been brought to Nepal. Binu Shakye, a resident of Mongkha in Sindhupalchuk district, was arrested with the coordination of Interpol's Cambodia Bureau and brought to Nepal for action, according to the spokesperson of Nepal Police, Deputy Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki. Shakye had been absconding after taking 52 million from more than 40 people, promising they would be sent to Singapore for foreign employment. Likewise, Susan Acharya of Triyuga Municipality, Ward No. 10 in Udaipur District, has also been arrested for the same charge. A red corner notice was issued against them on the 2nd of February after the Nepal Police Crime Investigation Department Interpol branch requested the Interpol to search and arrest accused Shakye and Acharya. Following the red corner notice from Interpol, both of them were arrested from Cambodia on the 17th of September. Susan was brought to Nepal on the 25th of October. Meanwhile, Binu has been handed over to the police circle Kalimati for further investigation and action. The underwater rescuers have recovered the bodies of two people who had gone missing in a pond after a car they were in plunged into it at Bayal Bas of Ishwarpur municipality in Sarlahi district early this morning. The lifeless bodies of Ramkantar Thakur and Suresh Mahato were taken out by the divers. Their car was heading to Mahottari from Sarlahi when it plunged into the pond. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Americans head to the polls today for a high-stakes presidential election between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Polls open from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. local time across states, with early openings in states like Indiana and Kentucky. Voting will conclude with the final polls in Alaska closing at 1 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, marking the end of the election day across the United States. As votes are cast, the counting process is expected to commence shortly after the polls close, with many anticipating that the results may take time to finalize due to potential recounts and handling of mail-in ballots, which in some states can only be counted after the polls close. The outcome in key battleground states may determine the overall result of this closely watched election. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has announced plans to invest up to $54 billion in sustainable energy projects over the next 6 years. This significant investment is part of the nation's broader strategy to decarbonize its economy and achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Minister of Energy and Infrastructure Suhail Al Majri revealed the ambitious plan at the launch of the Abu Dhabi International Petroleum Exhibition and Conference 2024. He emphasized the UAE's commitment to diversifying its energy mix and increasing reliance on clean energy sources. According to the Emirates News Agency, this approach aligns with the nation's goal of reducing carbon intensity in its oil and gas operations by additional 25% over the next decade. The minister highlighted UAE's role as a global leader in the transition to clean energy. The country is actively investing in both existing and new clean energy projects, demonstrating a practical and ambitious approach to sustainable energy development. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Sudur Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Chhat Festival, which unites the whole of the Madhes region culturally, begins today. Nepal finalizes its agenda to be raised during the UN Climate Summit, COP29, in Baku, Azerbaijan. And Americans head to the polls today for a high-stakes presidential election between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.